Lift him up. April 4. Jesus sowed the seed of the living word. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The subject of Christ's teaching and preaching was the word of God. He met questioners with a plain, It is written. What saith the scriptures? How readest thou? At every opportunity, when an interest was awakened by either friend or foe, he sowed the seed of the word. He who is the way, the truth, and the life, himself the living word, points to the scriptures, saying, They are they which testify of me. Christ's servants are to do the same work. In our day, as of old, the vital truths of God's word are set aside for human theories and speculations. Many professed ministers of the gospel do not accept the whole Bible as the inspired word. One wise man rejects one portion, another questions another part. They set up their judgment as superior to the word, and the scripture which they do teach rests upon their own authority. Its divine authenticity is destroyed. Thus, the seeds of infidelity are sown broadcast, for the people become confused and know not what to believe. There are many beliefs that the mind has no right to entertain. In the days of Christ, the rabbis put a forced, mystical construction upon many portions of Scripture. Because the plain teaching of God's word condemned their practices, they tried to destroy its force. The same thing is done today. The Word of God is made to appear mysterious and obscure in order to excuse transgression of His law. Christ rebuked these practices in His day. He taught that the Word of God was to be understood by all. He pointed to the Scriptures as of unquestionable authority, and we should do the same. The Bible is to be presented as the word of the infinite God, as the end of all controversy and the foundation of all faith. The Bible has been robbed of its power, and the results are seen in a lowering of the tone of spiritual life. Yet, there are many who are crying out for the living God, longing for the divine presence. Christ's favorite theme was the paternal tenderness and abundant grace of God. He dwelt much upon the holiness of His character and His law. He presented Himself to the people as the way, the truth, and the life. Let these be the themes of Christ's ministers. Present the truth as it is in Jesus. Make plain the requirements of the law and the gospel. Tell the people of Christ's life of self-denial and sacrifice, of His humiliation and death, of His resurrection and ascension, of His intercession for them in the courts of God, of His promise, I will come again and receive you unto myself.